I'll be frank with you. The shiur that I said it was Thursday night. I wrote over again Friday morning, and it developed a lot more. Okay, and the reason was that, you know, even when I said it, the new ideas were going through my mind. I was trying to place it, and then I decided that I was asked, because since it was so new, to speak about it again, you know, at least to say over the new things. So I decided, you know, as I was taught by my rabbi, you know, just the old hat that I wrote last week, so I'm going to go over it again, okay? And again, I think even better. But the amazing thing is, at the end, okay, I hit a brick wall, okay? And the truth is, I wanted to, and I hope to revisit it, okay? The whole thing about the Rambam's introduction of Shneis Chamor in Perek Dalet, okay? I came to conclusion, understand why he's doing it, but I still would like to do some work on it, but I just learned this Damli Milsa, okay? I just didn't have the time to do it. Okay. Also, want to apologize. Okay. There will be no shiur next week because there's a Talmud that I have to go to his wedding, and whatever that is, I will, Mr. Shem, be back the week after the shiur. Okay. Okay. That's the scoop. Okay. Okay. Let's now take this in the top, okay? Now, this that I was working through with Sadia, okay? You know, the truth of the B'chaye quotes of the Nachnano and Chumash, okay? But the whole thing starts with Sadia, okay? And the Seder Olam quotes it. Sefi Seder Olam quotes it. I quoted his Pirush Olam HaChumish and his Sefer Mitzvos. Whatever. I'm not sure exactly where all this comes from. Okay, and I'll tell you. I found Hashem Ina Liyodi. I was looking for something else, and I realized I had a Pirush Abinochnan Olal Taylor in the house. I didn't even know I had it. Okay, and I looked in Perek Yud Gimel, and I was just blown out of the water. Okay, and we'll come back and we'll try to put that together, and we'll put that together, and then what I'd like to do afterwards is we work through the Shultis and especially understand what the Bikim in Moila Levana is, you know, what's do with anything, and what's he talking about the Seder Ibur, and what are two separate things, and how does all this play itself out, okay? And how the Bahag plays itself, and where the Rambam fits in, where the thing, I just want to, because I thought the whole thing is so new. Now, I just want to apologize, after you walk out, okay, I'm not sure that you're going to, you know, at a certain point, you're going to feel you have absolute clarity, okay? But when I throw the monkey wrench in, you're going to, but Kachi Dachos HaTayrim, that's how I was brought up, to be honest. Okay? Here we go. So, we know the Yisrael Olam that basically the Rapsadi Goyin learns that the Adu, Lo Adu Roish, and also the Cheshbon of the Marzo of Guch, Adat is a Mesora Misinai, okay? So it means the Cheshbon is a Mesora Misinai, and the whole idea of Kiddush HaPariah is basically Mishul Tzitzukim. I didn't want to talk about it. The whole Ababonel in Chumash, the claims of Sadigon was motivated by his crusade against the Kuroim. Okay, frankly, this to me is nauseating, because what you're trying to do is saying the Chachmei HaMeseira, at least the way we know them, are ready to recant things and redact things because of an agenda they may have. And, you know, what can I tell you? You know, that was my, that's why I'm not telling it over. And I understand there are those that would want such a thing, and it's difficult to imagine, okay? Okay, you also have to imagine, and the important, we'll talk a little later something else, that this same Apsadigan was the champion of our Cheshbon, exactly what we have it today. And our calendar is exactly where Apsadi wanted it. Okay? Where's Machlokes ben Meir? That is where we stand now. And we also recall last week that we pointed out that in his Pirush al Torah, he says, in the Sefer Mitzvos, at his Pirush al Torah, in the Sefer Mitzvos, he quotes, Nitztavinu lumoy dover shebo neida loyishachadish yishmarenu. Now this nishmarenu is also important because he's trying to explain what the word b'shamata tukazayis miyamima. So you have to know it, learn it, and watch it. We don't know what the watching is, okay? And in the Chumash, he says, "Shavat zechukazeis hakavona b'zeh shnishmo es moadenu mishona l'shona kloim shenasek b'chesh b'na moadim kidei sheneida es hazman shebo yochu hamoir haba." Okay, abo, which is an amazing thing, because it revolves about Pesach. The calendar revolves about Pesach. Okay. And we'll see. And basically, the question only is what is the Shmirasai? Unless that Bezdin Ki'ilu is the Kfiyas Memela, or Bezdin Ki'ilu by watching and making sure this happens, that there's an act that's the Shmir. What is the Shmir over here? So this is an important question. Is Cheshbon according to Avsaji Mimela, or the Shmira is that the Bezdin cues the Bailim to make sure that this comes out?
Or do we just keep the Yontif on the day we learned?
Or it might, you see, I'll tell you something. See, when you talk about, let's start slowly. I hope I can get to this, since you asked this question. If you're talking about there's a mitzvah luma mishmata lumoid, as he says, kloy mishenasik b'cheshav moadim kedei neida as azman shebo yochol moadim, or he says it in his pirush al Torah, he says. B'shamat etz kavona b'zeh shenishmas moadim mishon l'shon kol b'shenasek b'chesh b'ra moadim kedei shenid es hazman shebo yochol amoid. And the mitzvah is istavino lil moid dova shebo neida loy shechadish shmugano. So everyone in the world is supposed to learn this is bezdin. Okay, I would have assumed that it's bezdin. Okay,
who's bezdin?
We have to know who it is. The people who are achai. I mean, that I can't. Because the Gemara goes, the Chacham and Mesur go out of the way that the Kilo is Bezdin, Mesur Lochem, Eidus Mesur Lochem, Mesur Lochem. Okay? So I can't tell you, but that's what I would assume. I don't know. Okay? I would assume that Bezdin is the Bible. I can't tell you anything. But, you know, on the other hand, it's very difficult to imagine that Tom and Harry, okay, who are not learning the Cheshbon, okay, and happen to keep the Yontif, they're missing a mitzvah say which is Shemakayim. Okay, that's the question where we stand. Okay, look, that's not my issue. Okay, come Rabbi Nachman, let's go Rabbi Nachman. First, we meet you Rabbi Nachman on the Torah. Okay, Yud Gimel Yud on the same pasuk, B'Shomart Esachuk Azeis L'Moado. Miyom yimimo, kama pomim hisira hatera shmira bepesach. Okay. Avo hakosuv hazeh loy bo.
elodia shemizuis hashono tiyu yoidim zman moid hashona habo. This sounds like miyom miyomimo, the very short part of Rav Sadiga in Bishon Lashon. B'kitzit, when I know when Pesach is this year, I'll know when Pesach is next year. That's what it says, correct? That's what he says, miyom miyomimo. Mishon Lashon. So we have no clue what is going on. Is there a cheshbon of a cheshbon, and you know everything, and independent of everything, and you know. But does that mean again that really the cheshbon revusik al chagah Pesach, and the rest of the moadim are titzor de mimela, and the whole cheshbon and the whole mitzvah misinai, and you're learning it in order to convey a Pesach, and the rest of the calendar is just, you know, is just regular, is fallout. Is that what they're saying? Maybe. And in fact, Rabbi Yochananel says, Shaloch l'mosh misina, shalok vo yom kippur, somoch l'ch Shabbos, bein melefoneo, bein melacheo. That's his pirush in Shabbos. Kuf tes vav ben aleph. And the same thing of Sadik. Akvius. For calling your name, should be a day, which I call Nimsa, Lemoisha Rabbeinu, or Shalom Pigavur. But everything is told of Pesach. See, here, I just going to tell you something, which is amazingly interesting. It's not a kasha, but it's something which is slightly startling, okay? What those people, most of the people, who have done work, or some of the people, let's say, have done work on the Machlokes Rav Sadia and Ben Meir, what they said is, even though the way we have the calendar, the Dechias are on Tishrei, okay, they claimed, and the Mulet Zokim, the whole business, the few Halakhic differences, okay, they claim that what Ben Meir did is extrapolated back to the Pesach before, to the Moilad of Nisan. They talk about it. Nisan Brid Nivroilov, or Tishrei Nivroilov, you know, that's what they talk about, okay? But I could have imagined going back and evaluating it from Nisan, not necessarily from Tishrei, not because the issue of Nisa Nivu'ilo or Tisha Nivu'ilo, but what is Kivei the year? You know, the calendar year happens with Tishrei. But if the calendar itself is based on Pesach, and we know by Pesach, Shabbat, when you see this Pesach, when our Pesach is next year, and the Dechir, oh, that's the Kivei, okay? So it's a little bit odd that Rav Sadiga is the knight in shining armor coming out against Ben Meir, that the Dechia is the Dechia depending on Tishrei, and Chatzais is exactly Chatzais, and you miss it by a chelek, that's it. Okay? And the Maisa, our calendar, is based on Rav Sadiga. So, you know, it's just an amazing, I just thought that's a very interesting observation, and I'll leave it at that. It's not a kasha. I don't know if that's Machon or May end of Sadi, I don't know anything, okay? So, it's an observation. Okay. Now, next. However, if one is going to come and maintain that the Vahag, Sefer Halachos Gedolim, which is probably written prior to our Sadigur, it was a precursor, and this approach was negated in general, it's going to be very difficult for one to maintain that the Bahag is the same as Avsatya. Because if I would ask you, in being our mitzvahs, how many mitzvahs are there according to the Bahag? There are two. Kfiyas Rashi Chadoshim for Chishuv Tkufos. So the mitzvah is the Kfiyas. And the Shmiras HaCheshvan, all of this discussion that we found before, you don't actually find it here. But okay, more than that. If I were to ask the Konitz of Sadigur, before we see, how many mitzvahs should there be? Should there be two? Rish Chodesh and the Ibor Ashonim? Or should logically be one? It's all one calendar. All one cheshbon and all one mesera, and you're supposed to be shaving the mesera. There's no Pesach from this year and that year. Knowing Pesach from this year and that year, and that's the cheshbon. It's all one mitzvah, and that's the way he counts it in his hazharis from Yalche Ibo, correct? So to claim that the Rav Sadia and Halachos Gedolim are the same, it's a little bit odd. To put Rabbi Elchananel in the same camp as Rav Sadigur, and everything was Shema to the Chukazis Yom Yomimo, and everything is based on Pesach, and the rest of the year is really just, you know, is the fallout. You know, that's Lachor, what you would have said. And that's the Shmira. The Shmira is to know this Kviyas of Pesach, and the next Kviyas of Pesach, and Shalom HaYisrael. Okay,
I don't know what I'm talking about. Like, what does it mean that Kfiyas, so this Pesach is going to tell me about the next Pesach? What does that mean?
Because you have the cheshbon, right? The cheshbon, you have the cheshbon. The cheshbon is.
But it's not about this Pesach as opposed to, what's this Pesach have to do with it? It's, I have a cheshbon. I know every month. What's that to do with this Pesach?
No, because that's what I'm trying to say. You get the impression that the whole cheshbon is, the purpose of it is to convey a Pesach. And everything else falls out because of the cheshbon. So when you convey this Pesach, you convey that little, you know, it's so counter. I'm not trying to tell you that I understand it or I would have subscribed to it, okay? But I have on one hand a mitzvah of, we learned B'Shamat Zechukazis Miyom Yomimo, okay? And he says the mitzvah is Lilmoid, okay? And Mishmarenu. And he says in Pirush HaChumash, by knowing this year's Pesach, I know next year's Pesach. You get a very similar impression in Rabbi Elchananel. So, as strange as it may seem, you get the impression the purpose of the Cheshbon is to convey this year's Pesach. Once you set with this year's Pesach, you work out the cheshbon, you go to next year's Pesach.
You don't understand those words. You don't understand those words. Don't do this year's Pesach. I know the cheshbon. That's it, period. I know the cheshbon.
Okay. I think maybe you can say the cheshbon is what synchronizes the lunar year with the solar year. But it's Pesach that's koveya. Where are you going to stick in that other month? In other words, you could stick in the other month.
That's nothing to do. That's a question of, it is true that Pesach is where you stick in the whole month, okay? But
not because of Samach to Nisan, but because...
I understand. If you're talking about the Shema Tzachuk HaZeis, then it's only talking about Ibu. But then you're saying nothing about Kiddush HaChodesh. And if it's all one cheshbon, you don't know, you know, that's the problem, really. You know, I can imagine what you said if the mitzvah had been Ibur Shonim. Okay? I'm just telling you, these are words that he says, okay? To say it's two mitzvahs, I would have never said such a thing. The Bahag is saying it's two mitzvahs. So put the Bahag in the same camp as our category, I assume, is a mistake. Okay? There's a mitzvah of Kfiyas Loish Chodesh. It's the Maisa Kfiyas. It's not, you see, according to even Sadi going, even say the Kfir, it's not Mimela, the Shmira is the Kveh, the Shmira of the Cheshba. I don't know if you call that Kfir, but it could be it is. Okay? Okay? So that's what I want to present to you just even before we get started. Okay? Now, when he talks about Chishuv Tkufos, you get the impression that the issue is this Chishuv and this Tkufos. There's something peculiar about Chishuv and Tkufos which you don't find in Kfiyas Loish HaKadoshim, which becomes very interesting, which is a point which I'd like to explore. I'm not sure, it won't be at the beginning here now, but we'll get to it, Mez Hashem, but it's a very interesting thing. Chishuv Tkufos. And the mitzvah really is in, I could have imagined the Chishuv Tkufos is that he might have accepted Rav Sadia in a limited sense, and not that v'shamat chukazis miyamimimo is the shmira and the chishuv, the lumoid and chishuv and through that is tevaya exactly what you wanted to say mishana l'shana. I could imagine that, okay. And kfiyas chadashim is something else, okay. But whatever it is, we have no clue. You see, in the Bahag, he never tells you what pasuk he's taking. You don't know where he's coming from. Okay. But you do know his Nuscha Mitzvah. And the Mitzvah is Chishuv Tkufos. And you would have assumed that is going on with Sugya Sanhedrin. That the separate Inyan of Masul Matan as far as whatever. We don't know what the Chishuv is all about. So you have two Mitzvahs. One's called Kfiyas, and the Chiddush not the Melu, which is not a Shmira Ba'alma, okay? A Shmira, but it's Kfiyas Chadashim, and there's Chishuv Tkufos. That's what he's saying, correct? So, what I was trying to sell, I don't know how I packaged it last week, okay? But I package upside to get everything all together. I think it's a mistake. But I just think, what you should do is put the Bahag maybe together with the Shiltas. And there's something in the Shiltas. And the Shiltas is very interesting. In Samuel Zion, Vizesh Shar Chachamim, Chal Yoyis B'Shabes, he's talking about Purim, Magdimen. For Makdim Yom Aknisa, the Zman Chachomim Rishonim, Shohoyim Bekiyim Becheshbon Moilad Levona, B'Diktuke Seir Ivo. There's something called Cheshbon Bekiyim Becheshbon Moilad Levona, to be Boki in the Cheshbon Moilad Levona, and there's something called Diktuke Seir Ivo. So he says, a whole new shtickle Torah, that the Turkim Shefer, the Shabbos, and everything's done for Shabbos. She'ain b'kiyin, b'cheshman, told us, levona v'duke seiro ibo, goz l'chom shal hoitzi l'lulav, l'vorech boi b'Shabbos, v'afilu v'bayis, v'chein, Besheif of Achim Megillah, Omar Rava, Gzeir Hashem Yibenu Dalar Biyom Dalar Rava, Zevino Mishnu Rava. Okay. So, this cheshbon that we know we're not bucky in Sirivo and we're not bucky in Diktuke Moilad Levona, and the world changes. Correct? If you're going to try to sell me that there's some relationship between the Shiltas and Sadigain, Lachayla, that's absolutely ludicrous, because nothing changed ever. And something's missing now. Two things are missing. We're not Boki in Cheshbon Moed Levona, and we're not Boki in Diktuk Seder Ivo. Back Diktuk Seder Ivo. Now, what I'd like to do is try to explain to you what's happened. Okay. Now, if you think about it, L'chira, we're talking about his man, with Sanhedrin, everything's ready to go. Okay? And the important thing is to know the Cheshbon Moed Levona. So I asked myself, what the heck? What difference does it make? Excuse me. You know, Bez Makadosh HaPiriyah. The Riyah comes. Okay? Let's say Bezin doesn't know when the murder comes, okay? And the Aiden come on the 30th, okay? And they say, you know, we saw it, okay? And even Bezin saw it, okay? Let's say, I don't know who saw it, okay? Because they say that, okay? So, no! We're missing something, okay? And if the truth is, it's not only that case, so you're telling me, you know, maybe the Shilta is a precursor of the Rambam, that the Bezin has to make a cheshbon of whether the moon is seen or not seen or whatever, okay? Okay. So let's say it comes, a Rosh Hashanah, or the Arogo, or it comes whatever it is, whatever you want it to be, okay? And it becomes a chodesh meuba, okay, and no Eden came or nothing, okay. So you tell me that what, that being bucky, what if Eden didn't come, okay? Aiden didn't come. Low boy, right? And it's a month of Shloshim. Right? So what's wrong with the calendar? What's missing that I don't know Moilad Levona? And what am I supposed to know? Okay? You know, if you think about it, I was breaking my head. You know, what is he talking about? And you get the impression there's dramatic change knowing Moilad Levona and knowing Seder Ivo. Okay? Is that a fair question? Something happened. What happened? No, Dane didn't come. I know, there it is. So what if Dane didn't come?
But what world is this Shilta send?
I don't know any world. That's what I'm trying to find out. He's in planet Earth. But we just want to understand.
But your question is based on the Eidim. He's not in the Cheshbon world.
We don't know anything. I'm asking. Okay, you can put him in the Cheshbon world, whatever world you want. Okay, but the question is, what world is he in? I was only questioning if you put him in the Eidim world or. I wasn't trying to prove anything. All I just said that if you put him, I only quoted Adam for very particularly that, you know, it was just a, it maybe was unfair, it was an agenda on my part just use it as a ploy in order to show how you might not want to put him in the Edom world. Because in the Edom world, L'cheira, seeing, you know, being Bucky in the Moilad, Halavona, you know, doesn't help you that much. Okay?
Doesn't help you at all.
Okay, good, maybe. You know, the Rambam, you can play around. As a, I mentioned, I know, I try to cover all bases. Let me continue, okay? Okay? Well, okay, just one step at a time. So the Rambam, in Perek Al Lachavo, Correct. And they know if the Edom come, the Edom shakronim.
So we bother.
Okay, no bother. Okay. The kitzur is all he's saying now. He's saying a very simple thing. The world is based on an astronomical observation of Keshet Horiyah, which is called the spherical trigonometry, just how many degrees you have to have between the moon and the sun in order for the moon to be visible. Bezin makes that cheshbon. They know whether it's visible or not, and then the Edom, you know, can come or not come. Correct? Right? That's what we have. And the dinim in this cheshbon is part of the mitzvah, and you require it Yisrael, according to the Rambam. However, if you talk about Moila Halavona, and we know that our calendar today is based on Moilad Hamsoi, okay. That's, you know, whatever you want to, however you want to explain it, you want to explain it the way the Ram looked at it with the Greek, you know, with Talmud, or whichever way you want, with the epicircles, I'm not interested in that, okay? But it's called Mahalach Hamsoi, okay? We're not talking Mahalach Hamsoi today. The whole calendar is based on it. We call out what the Moilad is. But that Shulta says we're not Bikim in Moilad Levonah. So the Chayla, the Moilad that he's talking about is the Moilad Amishti. Okay? But I asked you a question. The Moilad Amishti, if you're working with Ria, is L'chira not that important? It's only important to be Keveya when the moon is visible or not. But the Etzem Kiddush and the Metzias of the Kiddush depend upon whether the Eden came or didn't come. In other words, it could be an Afkamina. You want to say the whole discussion of the Shilta is the Bezim made a Cheshbon that they shouldn't come. And they came, and therefore you, and you were murdered. But if Bezin had known the Cheshbon, then you wouldn't have Makash the Chodesh. But now we are. And it would be the opposite on the 30, with the whole, he's talking about that peculiar case. L'chol is difficult to imagine. So Esav, what's he saying? Unless he's prepared to say, and then I was entertaining, I can't tell you. Then I asked myself, is the word kfias in the Bahag, is it serious? And there's no kiddush. Okay. Then I say to myself, maybe what was going on, and maybe what Bezin actually do, is they just make a cheshbon of Moiler Amiti and Keshteria with spherical trigonometry that the moon is visible on Leil Shloshim, and they said Mekudesh Mekudesh, and the Edom is not the important thing, whether they come or don't come. Then we understand the words. But it's an amazing thing. It's something like Avsar Tigrin, but it's not Avsar Tigrin at all. Because the calendar changes depending upon the Moiler Amiti. But it's an amazing observation, if it's correct. Okay? All I challenge you is to tell me what changes in the calendar, knowing the Moiler or not knowing the Moiler. And we know the Moiler anyway, according to our calendar. So my first point is the Moiler that we're talking about in our Shiltas is not the Moiler Amsoi, which our calendar is based on, but the Moiler Amiti. That's point one, I think. That's pretty good, that point. But then I ask myself, what's the point? What difference does it make if I know the Moiler Amiti, unless that itself, the Kfiyas of Rosh Chodesh, was based on it? And I'm wondering about that. And then I understand this. And every word in the Shiltas makes sense. And then you understand what the Bahag might want here. Okay?
What?
But that's the problem according to Avsadia and Rabbi Nochananu. Okay? That's the problem. No. They say that it's the Hoytzalibu Shatzukim. Okay? They say that. I'm not getting involved in what, okay? Correct?
Once we don't know the particular, once we don't know this, so what are we doing? So what's happening? How we're estimating what's happening?
No. It means that being kiveya ad moilar and soi, okay, we don't know what's a Messer Misinai or not a Messer Misinai. The cheshen we have, which is based on moilar and soi, you get the impression that it's not clear and it's not exact, or something is missing, and therefore we can't be doing Chashavas, and therefore whatever happens, happens, okay? Correct?
Like plan B.
Yeah. Plan B, correct? You know, I'm just trying to say, I haven't done anything, but every time I go through this again and again, I'm just saying, I didn't say anything, okay? I'm just presenting you with the words and letting you think, and I think it's just, it's thought-provoking in itself without anything more, okay? Now, then I say, okay, I'm going to do something, okay? You see, I can do one of two things, okay? You know, if I really want to develop this, you know, this, I'll skip the step. If you really want the melodrama, I'll skip the step now, okay? And I'll come back to it, okay? Yeah, you probably, you know, you're like into this, okay? Let's do the next. I plan to, you know, to be honest, tell you one thing now, but I'll tell it to you later, okay? Let's see now, okay. Next. Then I say, what's the second thing of Bikiyim B'Tiktukei O'Ibu? Okay. Now, I want to tell you something. There's an amazing thing, okay? Bilam quotes a machlokes two days of Chachmei Yisrael, okay? And he quotes the same machlokes the Chachmei Poras V'Yovon, okay? The solar year is at 365 and a quarter, or is it a little less than the quarter? This, in the Goyish terms, was the machlokes between the it was what, the Gregorian calendar and what was the other one, the Julian calendar, and they moved the calendar back a few years ago 11 days, and then what?
It was wrong.
11 days, okay, because you know, and that's why we don't have every 100 years in the Goyish calendar every time that the leap year is divisible by 4, 2001, you know, whatever it is, that the extra day, okay. Though that's the Ram quotes this machlokes, okay. And he says, however, whatever, however you want to cut about this machlokes, okay.
the calendar that we have, okay, the calendar we have is based on this being a little bit less than 365, okay, and a quarter. And this, first of all, in Perek Tetzaloch Aleph, he quotes Machokish Nasachamo, Yesh Mechachiso, Shoim Sheikacha, Yesh Zetzan, and then in Perek Yud Aloch Aleph and Beis, there's Shnas Shneichamo, Lemishu Oime, Sheipochas, Mevia, Mechach Yisrael, Mishu Oime, Sheishosh, and he says exactly what it is. And then, on the basis of that, he figures out the Tkufa. Okay? Because the Tkufa changed, because the Tkufa is a quarter of that. And it depends upon what you say the solar year is, correct? Okay. Okay. Then, halacha vav and zayin. Okay, so the whole year, with having a year less than, you know, it's a question of how you convey the solar year. We never turned back. We never played around with our calendar, correct? Not a Julian calendar, because we basically didn't have the Julian. They called the Rav Dabav. We don't know who Rav Dabav, what's Rav Dabav. Okay, beside that. Halacha Vav and Halacha Zayin now. This is in Perek Yud. V'nirim li hadvorim, shal cheshbon tkufa zu, ho yisayim chen l'nir ibo, hashona, be'eis shebezen hagodom motzui. They used this cheshbon of tkufa bezden. Nothing changed from Cheshbon, prior to Cheshbon, and after Cheshbon, okay? Except the during the Bezen of Kaim, as far as Iba Shono, you had other options. You had Oviv of Pelus of Elon, whatever, you know, with the Oimeh, all the whole Ramah Perek Dalet. But it's an amazing thing, you know, if I would have asked you, did the astronomical Cheshbonis change as far as Iba Shono? During Bezna Godel, or with the calendar we have, and the Ram says there was no change. Okay? Which is absolutely amazing. You know, if I would have told you that, you'd have said, you know, okay? Now we're eating the words. Venirly advolim, but listen to what I do now. Venirly advolim, shall cheshmet kufizu, ho yisem chen le'in ibo ashona, be'esha be'es den agodel motzli, shall ho yum abim ibne azman, of bene atzoch, lefisha cheshmet zeh, who are emes yesim and alishim. So he's ready now, as a knight in shining arm. He says, this, he doesn't say it's emes, but he says emes yosef, whatever that means. How can you be more true? Okay? Closer to the truth. Okay? He doesn't say it's true. He's very careful. Shurim abim bin yazman bin yatzok, which is chesim yosef emes. Vukorov midvorim shenisbaru biestagnis yesim and alishim. Shoyisaboy. Shnas chamo shoish meis v'chamnisha v'shish miyoyim v'viyoyim v'cheshtet kubuz eilu shebi'anu dalkum hakol b'kiru hu u'mahalech ha'shemesh ho'em soi loy v'mekoyim amiti. Because it's this cheshbon, which was noeg b'zman Sanhedrin, is based on, see, depending on what's going around what, but he's talking about the mahalech Hashemesh Ho'emsoi, not the Mahalach Hashemesh Amiti. Av Mokim Hashemesh Amiti, Tiye Tkufas Nisim Bizmanim Elu, Bekmo Shnei Yom Kodim Shnei Tkufas, Shiyotzim Becheshben Zer, Bein Becheshben Mishim Achashim, Leviya Yoim Gomo, Bein Lemishim Achashim Lepochus Miyoim.
Now I ask you, according to the Shiltes, that something changed. They were Boki in the Seder Ibo. Okay? And they lost it.
Okay. So, right? So, Lechera, what the Shiltes is saying, okay? What the Shultz is saying is amazing, correct? What the Shultz is saying is that when Bezdin HaGodol knew the Seder Ibur, the Tkufos and the Ibur HaShona were based on Mahalach Shemesh Amiti.
Which nobody knows now.
or whatever it is, or we lost it, okay? That was the Bnei Yisochar, Yodayitim, Bnei Oreb, okay? This Chabrisai is what the Gemara and Shabbos is talking about, the mitzvah. This is Kihi Chochmaschem, Binaschem, Amin. Because the Amin don't know exactly what the solar year is, or not the solar year, okay? And even, I'll tell you something, and even the Rambam that talks about the Tkufais, when he talks about Tchilas Tler with Pesach, that's also with the Mahalach Emsoi. But to know exactly, because the difference between, and I'll tell you something, the difference between the tropical year and the sidereal year, okay? And the Rambam talks about this in Hilchos Yisrei Ve'Atera, and he talks about the Galgal Tetshi, that Mahalach Bechvedus, Kemay La'achas B'Shiv Mishona. And the Rambam also has in Kiddush HaChodesh, Rabbi Yisrael. And this is the important point. Come to Ram Yisrei Ve'Atera, Per Gimel Lochazal, Da Zayin, Yisrei Ve'Atera, Galgal Tetshi, Atzmoy, Einboy, Lechalok, Lechzura, Mikoratzuris, Eilu, Kechav, Ela B'chim, B'kochav, Shebagav, Ashmini, V'chule. V'eilu, Hein, Ashnei, Mosatzuris, Lohayu, M'chubnen. It's not really, the Mazol is not true, it's only a reflection of something. Okay, I'm not interested in this. Avu Bizman Azeh, he says, something changed in the marble and it started moving. Avu Bizman Azeh, Kvar Sovavu, Kvar ma'at, lefisha kol ha-kachomim shebagagol shmini, kulim sebevim, kama ha-shemesh ha-reach, ele shehen sebevim b'chvedus, v'chelish yishalik ha-shemesh, v'yareach kenegdo v'yom echol, yelech kenegdo kol kreich ha-mehen b'kiruv mishiv m'shona. Okay? So it's about 1 degree. This is what's called in English precession. This is the difference between the sidereal year and the tropical year. Okay? And as long as you're making a cheshbon, okay, and you can miss this, okay? And it's about 20 minutes a year. Okay? And it's not exact. So, you know, the question, how do you make it exact? When you hold 365, okay, good. Quarter. Okay, let's not get involved. Whatever it is, when you really want to get, because you're not interested, the tropical year, the sidereal year, is where you get to the same place in the kochavim. Okay, the tropical year, where you get the same place on the ecliptic in terms of the sun. The seasons are based on the tropical year, and that's the tkufas, and that's after the cheshbon. And we're interested in the cheshbon tkufas of Pesach. That requires a chishuv, a called procession, also of the Mahalach Kachom. And this is what they forgot. And this is the kilu, the bikin, besoda evil, to know exactly how to make this cheshvan of when the tekuf is going to be exactly.
Okay. We have it now 100%.
What?
We have it now
100%. I can't tell you, though, things change and the moons come moving. I'm not trying to tell you. They said the moon's moving away, and I'm not getting involved in everything, okay? But whatever it is, there's something called, you know, precession of the axis, but it's even more than the precession of the axis. The axis of the earth tilts and changes also. So the question is, I'll tell you something. For example, you know, to give you an idea of what this means, because I don't want to get you the cash at the end, yes, so the monkey wrench and everything. But the North Pole is pointing towards the North Star, okay? Okay. That only happens to be like that. Because what happens is, in 25,000 years, the Earth's tilt changes and changes and changes and changes and changes, and we're pointing to a different place in space. Okay, I don't know what's changing, you know, I'm not getting involved with it. The stars are changing, or this is changing, the God will change, but that's what precession is all about, where we're pointing. And that increment is the increment between the tropicalness and the ethereal year. And the two things that will happen. So comes the Bahag, and it's Gvaldik,
there's a din of Kfiyas Chadashim. And it's a din of Chishuv, which is a mitzvah, which the Gemara says in Shabbos. The Gemara says, Om Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmoni, Om Rav Yechon, Minayin Shemitzah Al-Odom, Lachashim, Kupus, Amazolois, Shenem Ushmaltem, Basis, Ki Chochmatchem, Vatchem, Ina Amim. Oh, this Chochma. Okay. Ramesh Gevaldik. Okay. And that's Amazolois, which is in Tler, and the Kechovim, and the procession, and the whole thing. And that would have been the two mitzvahs, in the year of mitzvahs. And it's exactly the Shiltes, and every that call Yavam Makom B'Sholem. Okay, so I would have stopped over. He said, "Wow, yo, okay." Now I'm going to throw the monkey wrench in. Okay, you ready? I'm telling you now. Even after the monkey wrench, every way that I interpret the Shiltes, I can't imagine interpreting differently. But I just don't know how everything squares. Okay. Now here's the monkey wrench. I was going to say it before, but I don't think you would appreciate it. Shiltes Parshas Boy. Simen Shilta Memvov. Shilta. De Machaive de Bei Yisrael. Le Mikve Yalche. Vlik Dushinhu. Uliskune Moadaya. Bebeis Dina. Ubebeis Dina Talia Milsa. L'mikve yalcha l'chsure u'libure. So he's talking l'chsure u'libure. Okay, but he's talking about l'skune mo'adaya. T'chsiv eile mo'adei Hashem ashtiklu Yisrael b'koi kodesh. Mirkom mikroi tiklu l'memer dibiditchu tal yemilsa. Ubedin mumcha beinon laave shonim legvo chadosh nemo edav Hashem al Moshe ber Aaron beeretz Mitzrayim leimo acholish lochem roish chadoshim mai lochem ed zeit teher miseris he to beinon mumcha. So he puts it, he was all one mitzvah, and it's tikkunim, and it's tal of a bezin. Okay. So I can imagine things changing, not being booked in Sudei Ibur. And that should affect the Bezin, even though L'cheira, Atam Afil Shogim, Atam Afil U'Dasa. But what does Moilad Yachay Levona do with anything? And that's why I wanted to ask the Kashi before. What is Moilad Yachay Levona? Look, everything is Bezin. So what difference does it make? They made a cheshbon, a mistake like the Rambam? And they sat, they shouldn't have sat. What exactly happened exactly? Okay. But this is the Shiltes in Memvov. What I was doing was interpreting the Shiltes, I think it was a Samal Zion, and trying to interpret the Bahag with this. Okay? You know, I don't know what more I should tell you, what I can go on, but this is what it is. Okay? Now, next. Derech Agav, you should know, the Rambam also has this Indian of procession. He also has in Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh Perek Yud Beis, Halacha Beis, Nekuda Achas Yesh Begalgal HaShemesh, V'chein B'Shar Gagali HaShiva Kechovim, B'Eish Yiyah HaKrichav Bo, Yiyah Govoye Me'al Oretz Kol Mo'idoy, V'Eish HaNekuda Shal Gagal HaShemesh, בשאר רחוב חוץ מן הריח סבבס בשובר ומהלכו בכל שיב משונה בקירוב מעל האחס ונקוד זו היא ניקוס גויבה. Okay. So it's such a thing, you know, the two things which absolutely is mind-boggling is the Rambam based the Tkufa בזמן סנהדרין הגדול not on the Mahalach Amiti but on the Mahalach Emsoi, so nothing really changed. Okay? And secondly, that even though we would have assumed the Shiltes is saying one thing, and whatever is, the Bahag is Gvaldik then, if that's what he's saying, the problem is the Shiltes in Parshas Bo. Okay? Now,
And however, the Ramban is certainly against this approach, because the Ramban learns that even Kfiyas is Kiddush. So he calls the Kiddush all the same. Because the Ramban Shita is, you can Mekadesh and Ma'al Beshanim Hashem Osit. Okay? And I was wondering, according to the Ramban, maybe that's also part Mushmat as a Chukah Zis Miyom Yomimo, that Hilla Zoke, in setting up this Cheshbon and this Takonah which he made, and there was Kiddush Al Osid, that's the way he maintained the Pesach. And he was showing, because the mitzvah according to Rambam, it's not the Rav Sadik going of Lumoy the Cheshbon Shomrenu, but it's Sheshemen, and that's in Yifu'ibu. So it could be that even making this Cheshbon itself was a key of Shemar Tzachukah Zeis. He quotes a different pasuk. He's quoting Elam Oad De Hashem. I should tickle Hashem. You know why he quotes that? Because he's trying to say, you know, Hilul Hazok, you know, Hilul Hanosi, you know, he's Makadish, who knows, thousand, Achiovo Eliob, Meir, whatever it is, there might have been a mistake. Okay? So he says, it don't make a difference. Because Elam Oad, Atem, Afil Shogim. That's what he's quoting that. But the question is, what's the motivation? It's just, you know, he wants to save the calendar? Well, this is also part of Shemat Tzachuk Azeis Miyom Yomimah. What I wanted to do next, and there's no time for it now, is just to try to summarize of Sadia and the Rambam and the Ramban, where everyone stands in terms of this, and to move on and talk about the Cheshbon according to Rama, Halachah Mishnah works out, and I'd like to finish this, but I thought that this was somewhat informative, and I don't believe that anything I said is like off the wall. I just don't know how you put the shoulders together. And I'm an honest man. Okay, have a good evening.